280 P.O. Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. More than 23 million people are under flood alerts now in California, where one of two powerful storms is hitting over the next few days. CBS's Carter Evans is in Long Beach.
The LA area is expected to get 3, maybe 5 inches of rain. Up in the mountain areas, we could see up to 10 inches of rain. All of this causes concern for flooding and, of course, driving. Roadways in the area have flooded. As I was driving in today, you know, I saw several cars that had spun out, several roads that had lanes covered with water.
Further north, people have been warned to be ready to evacuate. The mother of a school shooter took the witness stand in her trial today in Michigan.
Testifying in her own defense, Jennifer Crumley was asked if she thought her son Ethan needed the help of a mental health professional.
Not to a level where I felt he needed to go see a psychiatrist or a mental health professional right away, no.
Crumley is facing involuntary manslaughter charges. She's accused of letting her son get hold of a gun in their home and ignoring his mental health issues before he shot and killed 4 students at a high school near Detroit in 2021. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A former computer engineer just got hit with a 40-year prison sentence for orchestrating the largest leak of classified information in CIA history. Josh Schulte was also convicted on child porn charges. He's actually been behind bars since 2018. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin answered questions today about his decision to keep his cancer surgery a secret. Here's CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Austin apologized for keeping his prostate cancer diagnosis and surgery quiet for days.
The news shook me, and I know that it shakes so many others, especially in the black community. It was a gut punch. And frankly, my first instinct was to keep it private.
Austin said he is still recovering from complications from the surgery, but is expected to make a full recovery.
Austin also talked about plans to fight back after a drone strike that killed Americans in Jordan. Military analyst Jeff McCausland.
They're being very, very deliberate in this particular process, I think, to make every possible effort to ensure they can conduct a very strenuous response to the attacks that killed these 3 Americans while reducing the possibility of escalation and the risk of a wider conflict.
The World Health Organization predicts a scary spike in global cancer cases that could result in billions of deaths by 2050. Oncologist Dr. Timothy Tuton.
What we're finding is that people who live in less developed countries are not only dying more from cancer, but they're also getting less adequate access to symptom management.
Population growth, pollution, tobacco and alcohol use, they are all big factors. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and the Civic Media app present Chippewa Valley High School Basketball. Let's go courtside for a preview of tonight's game. Here's Scott Montesano.
And this is where the party is at tonight in the Chippewa Valley, live from North High School. It's Eau Claire area boys basketball. This evening, the North Huskies take on the Menominee Mustangs in a Big Rivers Conference game. I'm Scott Montesano, so excited to have you along this evening as the North Huskies try to reverse a negative trend of late and look to do so against a Menominee team that has been finding themselves of late after their own tough start. North comes in having dropped 4 of their last 5 games, including a tight loss against Hudson on Tuesday night. Tight back and forth game. North was down by 2, had the ball at the end of the game, couldn't get a shot off, thus lost 58-56, and again have dropped 4 of their last 5 games. Still on a positive side, Andrew Roxbold in his senior year has been outstanding. He has been the furnace to this team. Scores a lot of points, but importantly so, he shoots the ball well. He sometimes in high school basketball, you get guys that score 20, 25 points, but they also heave up an awful lot of shots. He is not necessarily a compiler. Many nights he's shooting at, if not over, 50%. So he has been very, very efficient. The future UW-Eau Claire Blue Gold. So North trying to reverse the trend of late. Meanwhile, Menominee kind of sneaking up on people right now. They're still just 6-10 and only 2-7 in the BRC. But after a disastrous start to the year, they are 5-4 over the last month. So they have stabilized things considerably. They're coming off a big win on Tuesday against River Falls. Isaac Ellison has been stellar for them this year. Ellison averages a near double-double. He's among the conference scoring leaders and is tops in rebounding. So it's North and Menominee tonight here at North High School. We'll step aside when we return. We chat with the head coach of North, Michael Kessler, as coverage of Eau Claire area high school basketball continues from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Are you retiring from farming or looking for a cropland caretaker? If so, call or text Mark Peck at 715-894-7772. He would like to rent and take care of your cropland. He has many years of farming experience in the Chippewa Valley. Long-term collaborative care of soil based on soil sampling is his top priority. Call or text Mark Peck at 715-894-7772. That's 715-894-7772.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to North High School, North and Menominee in Big Rivers Conference boys action tonight. The calendar has flipped to February. Oh, the games. They count the same now as they have all year, but there's much more of an immediate feel and immediacy to the outcome of these games. Hey, we're only a couple weeks away from playoff seeding, by the way. Hockey brackets were released late last night. North against Menominee. North defeated Menominee over in Menominee in early December, but this is still the same Menominee team as far as players go, but they are a much better outfit than they were when the teams met before Christmas. You'll hear me talk about that and much more with Mike Kessler, the second-year head coach of the North Huskies. We begin the conversation with him by going back to Tuesday night. North went over to Hudson, lost a tough one, but an exciting ball game and a 58-56 decision. And I asked him what he takes from that game on Tuesday night.
Yeah, you know, I thought our kids really responded well on the defensive end in the second half. We struggled to keep them in front of us. We struggled to defend as a unit of five, and we were able to do that in the second half, really without making too many adjustments other than getting to the right spot a little bit faster. And so We're really pleased with to go on the road. A team that's sitting in second place in our conference and competing really, really well, knowing that we didn't necessarily give it our, play our best in the first half. Luckily tonight, Menominee poses similar challenges. A lot of bigs that do a lot of their work on the interior, and that was very similar to Hudson. So hopefully we can carry that momentum that it took with us and learned in the second half.
What, if anything, have you noticed from Menominee in the last month? They had a slow start to the season. They're 5-4 in their last night. I would assume a different team than the one you guys went over there and beat.
Yeah, certainly. Just watching them on film and catching games on live streams, they're dictating the pace really, really well. They're making teams play at the tempo that they want to play at, which obviously is an advantage to them. They're really utilizing the skill that they have on the interior. I'm building off of that. Those guys are doing a nice job when they don't have anything, kicking it out to the shooters that they have, and those guys are knocking down shots. So on top of that, Matt's teams always do a terrific job of defending in the half court, and we know that that'll be a challenge tonight.
Obviously, Andrew's had a great season for you guys. One thing I like looking at the stats, because you'll see guys put up points, but sometimes it's a compiler stat in high school. Shoots over 50% more times than not. So I think that's always a key there. He's putting up numbers for you, but he's being efficient as well.
Yeah, we certainly, we really preach trying to go get our shots from everybody. Certainly a kid like Andrew gets a little bit of leeway with shots that he gets compared to others. But I really like the way that he started to attack the basket, which is, much more high percentage shots. And, it's really he's making some quality decisions with the basketball too, not forcing a shot on the interior and kicking it out to a shooter. And it's amazing how, you make that pass early in the game, that generally circles back to you sometime later and you can knock down one yourself. So I'm certainly pleased with the way he's playing and a lot of the rest of our guys too.
As you hit the last month of the season, what are you hoping for guys like him, other older players, to bleed to the next generation, even the juniors, but also the sophomore, the freshman, the kids that are playing, even on the C-level team?
We're gonna go as far and have as much success that we can, dependent upon how the way that we play defense. There have been times, like I referenced in the Hudson game, where I didn't think the energy was where it needed to be and the discipline to get into the spots that we needed to get to, and that, got us into a hole. And, we were lucky to flip the script that night. But, I think that's the message that I'd love for them to share and the things that I'd love for them to do moving forward, because, we think we can compete with a lot of teams out there, especially if we get after it on the defensive end. And it's really important that, our older guys, our senior leaders, that they not only talk about that, but then they go out there and put that into action.
Before I go, it's only February 1st, but it's kind of playoff-type weather out there with temperatures in the 40s or low 50s. That throwing the body off a little bit?
Playoff weather. It's like baseball weather right now. But, certainly, I'll take this weather every day of the week if I don't have to drive in the snow and worry on my way into school. But it's always an exciting time of year. Certainly we got plenty of games left to shake things out, but as you approach March, you hope you're continuing to play your best basketball, and it's always exciting.
And once again, the head coach of the North Huskies, Mr. Mike Kessler. North against Menominee, BRC matchup. Two teams that are towards the bottom of the BRC, but as the final month of the regular season gets going, both have eyes towards a strong finish. We'll come back, we'll have the starting lineups, and we'll have the opening tip-off. This is boys high school basketball from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. echometownradio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's echometownradio.com. And look for them on Spotify.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart.
heart, and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and the Civic Media app present Chippewa Valley High School Basketball. It's time for tonight's starting lineups and tip-off. Back to the court and Scott Montesano.
Well, here we go. It's February 1st. It feels like the playoffs outside with temperatures in the 40s and low 50s the last few days, but still a few more games left in the regular season, and a matchup tonight at North High School between two teams that are right now headed in opposite directions but are in similar positions. You have the North Huskies, who right now are towards the bottom of the conference. They've lost four of their last five, but coming off of a near win on Tuesday at Hudson and looking to, well, carry that over and pick up a win on the home floor today. Meanwhile, you've got a Menominee team that has sort of been sneaky. They began the year at 1-6 overall, but they're 5-4 since then, and they're coming off a big win against River Falls on Tuesday night. So a matchup of two teams here today, headed in opposite directions, but similar in that they are in the bottom third of the BRC, trying to change that before the season comes to an end. Second meeting this year between the two squads. North won in Menominee back in early December, 52-40. The noteworthy thing in that game in early December on December the 5th is that North shot 49%. Woo! That's hefty. And conversely, Menominee only shot 37%. So you had a Menominee team that did not shoot well in that game at a North team that was tickling the twine on almost everything that they heaved up. And that goes back to something Mike Kessler talked about in the interview we had a moment ago. And by the way, if you missed the interview, you joined in late, oh, I'll still welcome you with open arms, but naughty, 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 you've got to tune in on time. But Mike Kessler was talking about how they stress getting, you know, taking good shots from their players. And that goes into something, too, as I view myself as an educator on these broadcasts. A lot of guys in high school basketball will score a lot of points, and it's noteworthy. A guy scores 20 points, 25 points. It's noteworthy. But what's even more impressive is if a guy can score 15, 20, 25 points and still shoot 40 to 45% in the ball game, because otherwise they're just a compiler. If it takes you 100 shots to get to 20 points, that's not quite the same of a Well, let's put it this way. I'm trying to think of the good analogy, me being the expert in analogies. It's no different than every other business there is out there striving for that efficiency. You want the efficiency in your shots. You don't want empty trips down the floor. So what I'm getting at here is Andrew Roxfold has been very impressive with that with North. Shoots around 45% more times than not. So not only is he a good scorer for North, but he does so with efficiency, gets good shots off. And you wonder if that's something that maybe will start to carry over to some of the younger guys. Somebody North is hoping finds a bit of a rhythm is Ty Barros. He has struggled a bit shooting the three ball of late after a good start. Another positive, though, for North, Elliot Besson back in the lineup. He missed the game on Tuesday night, but Besson averaging more than 13 points per game and outstanding at the free throw line. He is back in the lineup for North. Game was slightly delayed today, and for good reason. Parents' night here at North. They introduced all of the JV and varsity players prior to warmups with their moms and dads and other guardians, so always a fun atmosphere when you have that. We got the pep band here. We got the cheerleaders opposite us as well. And right now we will pause As from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, USA, we're going to get a national anthem performance from some youngsters here today. Looks like we're going to have a youth choir that's going to perform our national anthem. Well, they're still finishing up the WIAA sportsmanship announcement before we have the national anthem. Meanwhile, that youth choir is getting into position right on top of the North logo at midcourt. Let's see if they announce who this group is. It's an elementary group, that's for sure. Ah, it's the Northwoods Elementary Choir that is going to perform our national anthem. An adorable group out there. No doubt they're going to bang this out here in just a moment. The instructor is putting the kids in the positions like herding cats, as you can imagine. Here they go. The Northwoods Elementary Choir banging out the national anthem today. I particularly like the one young boy. He can't be more than third or fourth grade that was sitting in the front row of the group. They had four rows of kids, and he was in the first row there, untucked t-shirt, his hands in his pockets, as casual looking as could be. So if you're wondering if those kids were nervous, oh, they weren't nervous with that national anthem. Well, let's get to tonight's starting lineups. First for Menominee, Matt Riley in his 12th season as the head coach. Menominee at 6-10 overall, 2-7 in the conference. But as I said before, they've been coming on of late. They'll start a 6'4 junior, Isaac Ellison, one of the best in the conference. A 6' junior, Brady Johnson. The 6'3 junior, Brody Thornton. A 5'8 senior, Isaac Johnson. And a 6'1 senior, Charlie Barrett. So it's Ellison, Thornton, you got Ellison, Brady Johnson, Isaac Johnson, Thornton, and Barrett. Now for North, Mike Kessler in his second year. North is at 7-9 overall. They are 4-5 in the BRC. They'll start the, oh, there we go, it was a little, I looked up at the board there. They made a change and it makes sense to me. So I just want to write this down. There we go. The 6'3 senior, TJ Johnson. A 6'2 junior, Elliot Besson. The 6'2 junior, Aaron Gust. 5'10 sophomore, Tyler Burrows. And the 6'7 senior, Andrew Roxvold. So it's TJ Johnson, along with Besson, Gust, Burrows, and Roxvold for North. Cheerleaders opposite of us down on their knees waving their pom-poms as the Huskies get introduced one by one. Pep band is opposite of us banging on their drums as the players are introduced today. A nice crowd on this Thursday night. Two sides of bleachers. The opposite side doesn't have many students that are here today, but a good turnout from the community. A lot of the students are at the Memorial North hockey game that is going on today, but you've got a very good turnout from the community tonight. Obviously, there's some Menominee supporters that have made the 25-30-minute drive over. Menominee in the dark green will move from right to left. Huskies in the tidy whiteies from left to right across your radio dial, listening device, or those fine folks watching on Husky TV. Hey, big thanks to the staff here at Eau Claire North. The students do a great job putting the production together, bringing that to you. Ball's up in the air. We're underway on this Thursday night. The opening tap controlled. I'm an Omni, and here we go. High on the left. It's Thornton. Plays it to the right sideline for Isaac Johnson. Picks up the dribble. Back to Thornton in the corner. Fires it underneath to Isaac Ellison, and he scores from the right block. You heard Mike Kessler talk about it on the pregame interview, the fact that this Menominee team will use that inside size they have, namely with Ellison, to score. Roxville drives the baseline. The reverse layup pitter-patters off the rim, no good. And the ball back to Menominee, an early 2-0 lead a minute in. Out in midcourt, Brody Johnson with it, hands it to Ellison. Still up top, back to Brody Johnson, stops the free throw line. High out left for Thornton, drives, stops though at the baseline. Johnson, high out right for Menominee. One dribble with the right hand, then picks it up. Brody Johnson, by the way, with bright fluorescent sneakers. Ooh, Isaac Ellison at the baseline. Ball squirts out of his hands. Scooped up here by... That was Ballrose for North as he's running up the floor at midcourt. He took a hip check there inadvertently and a foul called. Menominee's Johnson, which will be his first and the team's first. Ballrose, by the way, holding his left hip a little bit, or actually just above the left buck cheek as he took that bump. But he stays in the game and, in fact, tries the drive, turned around the free throw line, hands it off to Elliot Benson. He can't penetrate on in. High outside, here's Roxbolt, spin move in the lane, floated with the right hand, halfway down, and it lips out, no good. Rebound, Ellison for Menominee, and Menominee the basketball. Ellison will score for Menominee, but also uses that 6'4" frame to be the leader in rebounding. Ellison gets a feed from the right side. He's at the right block, catches, turns, and scores off the window. Isaac Ellison with the game's first 4 points, and Menominee leads 4-0 a couple of minutes in. Gust penetrating in from the right side, gets into the lane, goes off the window with the right hand, too strong off the glass, but he was fouled. And Aaron Gust to the line where he'll shoot a pair. North, by the way, will play at Chippewa Falls on Saturday night. You look at the schedule as Gust's first free throw splashes on in. You play the win-loss game and all that. Menominee second to last in the conference. Chi-High is last. North is looking at this as an opportunity to grab a couple of wins the next 2 days, but you still have to win the games. As Gus second free throw, that's halfway down before the basket elf spits it out. No good. He only makes one of the two. Menominee leads 4-1 a couple of minutes in. Thornton, left side, tried to feed it to Ellison underneath, but the ball's ripped between his legs by Roxville. Roxville tries to drive on in. One against two, ball out of his hands. Saved along the baseline, back outside, and a three ball is good by Elliot Benson. TJ Johnson saved that ball along the baseline after Roxville tried to take on a couple of defenders. He got it back to Benson at the top of the key, who buried that three ball. Game tied at four early on. To the left side, Isaac Johnson to Ellison, right wing for Menominee. Holds the ball belly button high. Brady Johnson, left wing, right-hand dribble. Outside, Isaac Johnson. And Johnson nowhere to go. Being guarded there by Elliot Benson, all over him like full-body deodorant. Isaac Johnson again, left wing. Left sideline to Ellison. Roxville giving him some room, but Ellison will spit it back outside. Now Ellison gets it at the left block, working on Roxville. Gets it off in the lane for Thornton. They'll get it back into the left corner to Johnson, and Menominee then throws it back outside. They'll try again. They keep working it around the perimeter here, trying to find an opening, trying to find a crack there, trying to find an open window. Oh, they leave Thornton open at the top of the key, and Brody Thornton buries the three, and Menominee takes a 7-4 lead. Brody Thornton, by the way, his 38th made three-pointer of the year is Roxbold. Answers back with a reverse layup with the right hand off the window. Roxbold his first 2 points, but Thornton a three-point shooter for Menominee. He'll take a lot of threes. He's a bit of a compiler, but he'll make a lot. Now there's a two-point bucket back for Menominee, a 10-footer by Brady Johnson that goes on in. Menominee leads 9-6 early on. Here's Besson driving in the right side of the lane, and Besson goes high off the window and scores. Elliot Besson up to 5 points already in the game, averaging more than 13 in his junior year. Menominee leads by a point. Well, add to that lead. They find Ellison at the right block, and Ellison again goes off the window and scores. Ellison's got a quick 6 points in this game, and Menominee leads by 3, 11-8. Oh, the ball stolen away from Roxville at the top of the key. The steal, the scoop, but unable to finish is Isaac Johnson on the layup. He's too strong off the window, and on the ensuing rebound, the ball squirts out of the hands of Charlie Berend of Menominee, and it'll be North ball. So Isaac Johnson got the steal, ran down the floor, but could not finish, and North able to catch a break right there. Ah, the dog ran away but stopped in the yard and didn't complete the did not run down the street. North with the basketball in the lane, a 5 foot floater with the right hand off the mark by Tyler Burrows. And Menominee the ball, leading by 3. 13 minutes left in the first half. Left wing, Isaac Johnson with it, feeds it to Ellison, right block, goes up strong as he got bumped by Roxbold. The shot no good. But Isaac Ellison will go to the line to shoot two as Roxfold picks up his first foul of the game and his team's first as well. Hey, folks, check out our full sports schedule by visiting the echometownradio.com website. Links to not only the upcoming games, but also audio and video highlights of prior games. In fact, we'll have video highlights of this game at echometownradio.com. Ellison makes the first free throw. Second free throw comes up short. Rebound to North's Elliot Johnson, who's into the game. A lot of Johnsons out there. North has the ball down by 4. Aaron Gus penetrates into the lane. Off the glass of the right hand. The ball spins on the rim and gets pulled on in. Aaron Gus with a couple of points. Menominee's lead trimmed to 2. Again, you look at that record for Menominee, but it's misleading because of the way they've been playing in the last month. Isaac Ellison, right block, went up, hit off the bottom of the rim. However, he took contact, didn't get the call. North ball, top of the key, Roxbold, open 3, bottoms! Andrew Roxbold buries the 3, and North takes the lead at 13-12. So Roxbold, the 3 ball, and it's 13-12. Trying to answer back Menominee, and they do. Right wing 3 is good by Brody Thornton. Brody Thornton hits his second 3 of the game, his 39th of the year. And Menominee back in front 15-13. And then coming the other way, North's going to get called for an offensive foul. So North call for an offensive foul away from the ball. Second team foul, first personal on Elliot Johnson. And Menominee the basketball, leading 15-13, 11:50 to go in the first half. Ellison up top for Menominee, throws it over to the right wing for Brady Johnson. Back underneath Isaac Ellison. He drew 2 defenders, so he just hands it off to Brody Thornton, and Thornton is open to score. Thornton already has 8 points in the ballgame. 4-point lead for Menominee. Roxville drives in. Wild shot with the left hand as he took contact. No foul called. And the shot no good. Menominee ball trying to add to a 4-point lead. They've scored the last 5 points after North took a brief lead. North had a lead the length of a kiss on the cheek. Ellison gets the ball fed to him side of the lane, then throws it back to the left sideline. A 3 ball by A.J. Zadowski hits off the side of the rim. No. Rebound back to North. Left sideline Burrows. Right hand dribble curls into the lane, then back outside with it for Carter Burns. Burns able to get inside. Nowhere to go, though, and spits it back outside for Tyler Johnson. Johnson, spin move in the lane, stops. Great defense, though, by Brady Johnson, who is shadowing him like an umbrella. So North has to throw it back outside and try again. Andrew Rockfull comes on, and he used his right arm as an arm bar to try to give himself some room. Gets a shot up with the left hand underneath, but it's no good. Ball back to Menominee. 3 from the left wing. No good by Brody Thornton. And North the basketball. North the ball down by 4. Tyler Johnson, spin move, left block, high off the glass. No, as it leaks off the front rim. Rebound to Brady Johnson. It's Menominee ball, and Brady Johnson will walk it up the floor those bright sneakers and all that he's got. Also wears a compression sleeve on his right leg. Isaac Ellison underneath, puts up a shot over Elliot Johnson, scores, and he was fouled. They'll ding Elliot Johnson for what will be his second foul, and Ellison will go to the line trying to seal up a three-point play as Menominee has taken a 19-13 lead with 9:57 left in the first half. Roxvold and Johnson will take a seat on the bench for North, as Ellison will try to complete a three-point play, and Ellison, averaging just a shade below 19 points a game, already has 9 in this one. His free throw lines off the back rim. No offensive rebound. The putback won't go for Charlie Berend, and North gets the ball back coming left to right. Decelerating right wing, Carter Burns. Burns then works it back into the lane. Throws it outside to Barrows. He'll hand it now to Maddox Gertz. Back to Barrows, left sideline, 4-3. Falls off, no. Rebound on the baseline. Saved, however, by Brady Jensen. Throws into the lane. Then back outside of the top of the key and open three off the mark by Carter Burns. And then a whistle will stop play as we're going to get an offensive foul on North. Offensive foul on Jensen going for the rebound. That'll be his first and already the fourth on North with 9:30 and bleeding in the first half. Well, Menominee's opened up a six-point lead in this one. Ellison, right block. He's able to spin around Brady Jensen, the senior, and score. Ellison taking advantage of the fact Roxvold's on the bench getting a breather, and Menominee's opened up an eight-point lead. Right wing, Gertz with it, left hand dribble to the lane, bounce feed to Jensen at the right block. He'll throw it back outside to Barrows. Boy, North would love to get Barrows going again beyond the arc like he was earlier in the year. Turnover, a pass down low is knocked away by Ellison for Menominee, and Menominee forces the turnover. Ellison gets the ball back, right block. Throws it to the free throw line, jump shot by Stefan Larson, back heel, no. Then Larson goes for the rebound, ends up on the deck as he's laid out, and we're going to get a hell ball situation as Carter Burns decided to go in there with his hand, trying to grab the last of the peanuts on the bottom of the bowl. So they blow the play dead, and on the hell ball situation, the possession arrow favoring North. Good hustle, though, by both Larson and by Burns. They were both going for the pretzels on the bar table. Well, maybe not the bar table. Neither one of these guys have ever been to a bar, you would think. Gust into the lane for North. Nowhere to go. Back outside for Benson. Up top, here's Johnson. 4-3. Off the heel, no. And the rebound at the baseline is taken by Zadowski. Fans here wanted a call saying Zadowski had pushed off for that rebound. They don't get it from the officials, though. Menominee basketball. Berend to the free throw line to Larson. Right side of the lane. To the left wing. Here's Andrew Bush. Feeding it underneath to Thornton. Back to Bush. Back to Thornton. Left block. Turnaround jumper. Partially blocked by Tyler Johnson. Ball then goes out of bounds across the baseline. And they say it's North ball. But that, I would think that's Menominee ball. And yep, the officials get together. And they'll give it back to Menominee underneath the hoop. Is that ball went out of bounds after Tyler Johnson had changed its trajectory on a nice defensive play. 7:52 left in the opening half. Menominee leads 21-13. Off the inbounds, ball played right underneath the Berend. Berend shot partially blocked again by Tyler Johnson, and North the basketball coming right to left. Left corner, here's Roxville back into the game, drives the baseline, goes up with the right hand. He's fouled on the shot, and Roxville to the line to shoot a pair. Fouled by Larson, which will be his first and the team's second. Well, don't forget our coverage of high school basketball continues next Thursday and Friday. We'll have the intra-city games, girls basketball on Thursday, boys basketball on Friday, North at Memorial both nights right here on 93.5 and echometownradio.com. You can watch on the web or listen on 93.5. Andrew Roxville buries both of the free throws he takes. And the Menominee lead cut to 21-15. But again, both Thursday and Friday next week, the intra-city matchups North at Memorial. It'll be girls basketball on Thursday, boys on Friday. Menominee ball attacking the hoop to our left. Thornton between the leg dribble at top of the key, ball poke checked away by TJ Johnson, but tracked back down at midcourt by Menominee. Allison up top. You've got Roxfold giving him no room, however. Roxfold over him like mayonnaise smeared on a sandwich. But that leaves other guys open, and that leaves, in this case, Isaac Johnson, who drives in right side, and Johnson scores for Menominee, and the lead back to 8 for Menominee. One thing Kessler, head coach for North, talked about on the pregame show, of course, was the defense for North tightening up in the second half against Hudson on Tuesday. They're going to need that now to carry over in this one. North fails the score down to our right as a close shot by Tyler Johnson did not take the friendly bounce on his own home gym. Back to Menominee. Right sideline of three balls, an air ball heaved up by Isaac Johnson for Menominee. North running the floor. Tyler Johnson takes it himself against a couple of defenders. He fakes the pass, scores with the left hand underneath. Tyler Johnson, a nifty play right there, as pretty as my wife on our wedding day. And then a quick timeout taken by North as they want to settle down the defense. 6:25 left in the first half. Menominee leads 23-17. Back right after this, high school basketball from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Menominee basketball as they attack the hoop down to our left. Menominee leads North 23-17, 6:15 to play in the first half. Underneath, here's Barrand right at you. Oh, rejected! Oh, blocked there by Roxfold, who says, I don't want any peppers with my sausage this evening. The other way, Roxfold for three, top of the key, bottoms! Andrew Roxfold had himself a moment there, his 15 seconds of fame, if you will. And the Huskies back into the game, now down 23-20. Got the block, came the other way, got the three ball, and just like that, the lead trimmed to 3 for Menominee. Now Roxfold steals it midcourt. He'll run the other way in a two-hand dunk, dunk, dunkaroo. Andrew Roxfold with 5 quick points out of the timeout. And the Huskies now down by just 1 at 23-22. Roxfold with the dunk, dunk, dunkaroo right there. Now Menominee ball as they've been rattled for a moment. Ellison gets the ball left block. Roxfold on top of him like melted cheese. They'll dish it to Barrett underneath the hoop, who then throws it left corner. A three ball by Thornton. Rattles out, no. Rebound Besson. Runs the floor. Besson then kicks it right sideline. Borrows for 3. Horseshoes out, no. Rebound to Barrett for Menominee. And yo-yoing the ball up the floor is Brady Johnson, and as he crosses midcourt, whistle will stop play as Matt Riley wants to call a timeout for Menominee. 4:48 to play in the first half. Menominee leading North 23-22. Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 FM.
Are you retiring from farming or looking for a cropland caretaker? If so, call or text Mark Peck at 715-894-7772. He would like to rent and take care of your cropland. He has many years of farming experience in the Chippewa Valley. Long-term collaborative care of soil based on soil sampling is his top priority. Call or text Mark Peck at 715-894-7772. That's 715-894-7772.
Not going to lie, as I was walking into North High School today about 2 hours ago here on the north side, which, of course, North High is surrounded by a residential neighborhood, it smelled like somebody was having a cookout. Now, granted, it's 45 degrees in January, and it's all relative, But boy, between the cookout and the birds were chirping this afternoon, I know it feels like it's spring, but your body tells it's not spring. I heard a meteorologist on TV today, one of the local stations, say, get out and do something this weekend. What? How many walks can you go for? It's not like you're about to go play a round of golf today. I'm not a big winter guy, but even I wouldn't mind a little bit of snow. Menominee basketball, Ellison right block. His shot spins off the front rim. No, and it's North basketball as they come from left to right. North down by one, 23-22, 4:30 to play in the first half. In the lane, Barros takes a right-hand scoop shot. It bounces off the back iron, no good. And the ball back to Menominee. Menominee ball, they lead by one. They've led by as many as eight before. North has had this spurt. Ellison, right block, off the window, scores. He got a nice feed from the right wing from Johnson, Brady Johnson, that led him a bit. And he had an angle on Andrew Roxfold, who's been guarding him. Roxfold for three. Oh, that ball was three quarters of the way down before the ghosts of this place rattled it out. No. And the ball back to Menominee. Menominee ball, they lead by three. 25-22, 3:45 to go in the first half. Thornton feeding it to Ellison, right block, spin move on Roxfold, and he scores. Ellison scores, and it's 27-22. Roxfold high out left for North. Works his way into the lane, puts up a shot over Charlie Barron. That ball, oh, it hung on the back rim for a moment, winked at everybody, and then leaked off, no good. Ball back to Menominee. They've built the lead back to five. Left side, Brady Johnson with it. They'll throw it around the perimeter to Charlie Barron, right sideline. Barron, on top of him is Gust, all over him like marker on a marker on a paper. They get it to Ellison underneath. Ellison spun around Roxfold, tried to get some help defense from TJ Johnson, but he was just a split second late. Ellison scores. He's got 15 points in this one. And Menominee's lead, just like that, is ballooned back to seven. Isaac Ellison with 15 points in the ball game. Elliot Besson answers back for North as he was able to scoot through the lane and score with the right hand. Elliot Besson up to 6 points. And we're going to get a foul on Menominee at midcourt. Ball was loose in midcourt for a moment. They're going to get Brody Thornton on a loose ball foul, which will be his second personal foul. Both teams have four team fouls right now. We have 2:19 left in the opening half. Now, meanwhile, the pep band opposite of us getting back into position as those kids will perform again at halftime. They've got their various instruments put down for the time being. My daughter, by the way, fourth grader, has been working on the recorder. My ears, by the way, continue to rattle with the shrilling sound of the recorder. She was working on that before I came to the game today. She's proud of herself, but I'm going to tell you right now, it's no Boston Symphony listening to the recorder in your home from your fourth grader. Meanwhile, North unable to score down to our right as a shot underneath would not go in. Menominee the ball. Any parent out there who's had a son or a daughter working on the recorder, you'll smile and wink at your kid as they think they're putting on something equal to that of the New York Philharmonic, but in your head, it just sounds like the ball inside of a paint can rattling around. We got a foul on Menominee the other way, a non-shooting foul. First personal foul on Isaac Ellison of Menominee, team's fifth. 1:33 to play. Menominee leads by five at 29-24. Andrew Roxfold, top of the key, works his way to the right block, nowhere to go. He'll throw it back outside Elliot Besson. Besson stops about 10 feet out, but again, he has nowhere to shoot. They'll try it again. Besson gets it left wing, right-hand dribble, now behind the back, but he's not able to drive around A.J. Zadowski. Here's Tyler Johnson, left side of the lane, hangs in the air, throws it up, and it goes in. Tyler Johnson up to 4 points in the game. Will reach the final minute of the first half. Menominee leads by three, attacking the goal to our left. Allison, 15 points already. Works up top, drives on and takes on three defenders. Bumped along the way, puts up a shot, no good off the front rim. Rebound north, running on through the lane. Here's Besson. He'll try to drive on through himself. His shot too strong off the window. Rebound back to Menominee. 40 seconds left until halftime. Without a shot clock, they can hold for the last shot of this half. And they're in no hurry right now, working the ball around the perimeter. Right side, Brady Johnson with it, gets double teamed. Got over to Isaac Johnson. High out left to Berend. 20 seconds left to go on the clock. At the midcourt logo, here's Brady Johnson. Out to guard him as Barros trying to move the issue. Ball's thrown underneath. Intercepted by Tyler Johnson for North. Runs up the floor. His pocket picked as he works into the offensive third. The ball will go out of bounds across the baseline, but it will stay North ball with 7 seconds to go until halftime. Barros will trigger it in a moment. Underneath the hoop, they attack. 7 seconds left. Time for a good shot here. Down by three. Barros looking. Got it into Roxbold. Left sideline. Roxbold drives the baseline. He got fouled. And a smart foul there by Menominee's Andrew Bush. That's the sixth foul. The last non-shooting foul. 4 seconds left until halftime. Now a foul would result in free throws. 4 seconds remaining until halftime. Again, Barros will throw it in from just to the left of the hoop. He floats it into Besson at the top of the key. Takes a contested three. Grazes off the front rim. No. And then a half-court heave is off the mark here by Brady Johnson of Menominee. And that's how the half will come to an end. Teams will retire to their respective dressing rooms. Menominee with a 29-26 lead at the break. When we come back, we'll update you around the Big Rivers Conference. Plus, we'll have first half stats. And, of course, good Lord willing, I'll be back for the second half. Let's put it this way. If I'm not back for the second half, something catastrophic has happened. Send a ham to my widow. We're through one half of play. Menominee leading 29-26. This is high school basketball from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Stay tuned for tonight's halftime update, a recap of the first half, and a look around other area action on 93.5 The Tap and the Civic Media app.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
It's time for tonight's halftime update. Let's go back to the court and Scott Montesano.
And we're at halftime from North High School. The Huskies taking on Menominee. We'll update you on this game and get to the second half in just a moment. But an opportunity for us, as the calendar has flipped to February, to take a look at the entire Big Rivers Conference. And the Big Rivers Conference race about a week ago was on the edge of being over with. And boy, what a change a week has made. Eau Claire Memorial still leads the Big Rivers. They're at 8-1. They're a solid 14-4. However, last Friday, not only did they lose to River Falls, but they lost Cooper Jesperson, the standout junior for the season. Cooper Jesperson is done. That throws everything into whack. Memorial 8-1, a one-game lead over Hudson, whom they are playing tonight. So all the cards are on the table. By the way, River Falls in third at 6-3. North, middle of the pack at 4-5. River Falls' Joey Butts leading the way at 21 points per game. Menominee's Isaac Ellison leading the way in rebounding, just under 10 per game. On the girls' side of things, Hudson and Memorial are both tied at 8-2. Hudson, by the way, picked up a win over Memorial just a couple of days ago. For Memorial, just their second loss overall this season. Memorial's had a standout year at 16-2, but they and Hudson are tussling for not only the top spot in the BRC, but also a great seed in the postseason. Remember, just a couple more weeks left before the seeds are set. Menominee is lurking. Rice Lake is lurking as well. Eau Claire North, by the way, 3-7 in the conference, 8-12 overall. Well, that's a look at the BRC. When we come back, we'll tell you how things turned out in the first half of our game tonight, and we'll have the second half, North against Menominee. This is High School Basketball from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5.
Don't go anywhere. The second half of tonight's game is next on 93.5 The Tap and the Civic Media app.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. echometownradio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's echometownradio.com, and look for them on Spotify.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzzing is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.